7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a hot one. Not as bad as it's been, but it's still a warm day. So if we can help you with any of your gardening questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231. And if you're up and about, put the sprinkler on now. Get those veggies watered. Get the water on your perennials, your annuals. If you have hydrangea, they're in bloom right now. Spirea. They need some moisture to continue to bloom. And if you have a butterfly bush or a spirea, your summer blooming spirea, their goal is to make seed. And you'll probably notice there's a lot of dead blooms on them. If you can take your pruners on your butterfly bush and remove all of the faded or dead blooms on the plant, it will continue to bloom right up until frost. If you don't remove the faded flowers, the plant is going to make seed and fewer blooms. So the more you clean the plant, the more your butterfly bush is going to bloom. And your spirea, the ones that bloom right now, again, pink flowers, lavender flowers, white blooms on them. If the plant is done blooming and you do not cut off the faded flowers, it will not rebloom. So take your hedge shears and cut off all of the faded flowers from your spirea. And within 3 weeks, it will be in bloom. That's the secret with spirea. The more you deadhead, the more you clean the blooms, the more the plant is going to flower. So get out the pruners and let's clean those plants. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Betsy from New Hampshire with a question about hydrangeas.
Betsy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
I've got a question.
I have a hydrangea that I bought last year.
And
it was pink, and now it's in full bloom, and it's white. Is it going to turn, or will it stay white?
No, what happens is on your hydrangea, of course, it's going to depend on which one you have. Now, your traditional tree-type hydrangea is called Paniculata grandiflora. And that particular variety, that's the original cone-shaped bloom. And that one will turn pink when you get some cold weather in September. Now, there's some new hybrids. One of them, for example, that I have and I just love is called Pinky Winky. And Pinky Winky, right now, is almost pure white. And by the middle of August, you will start to see this pink spots all over the lower part of your cone flower, and it will move up about half, sometimes even more. So it depends on which one you have. But if it's the traditional Paniculata grandiflora or PG hydrangea, it will turn pink when we get cooler weather. Seems like it's never going to come. But if it's Pinky Winky or some of the new ones, there's one called Strawberry Parfait, that one will turn pink during the month of August. So you'll have a white tip and kind of a raspberry-colored lower portion of the plant. And that will happen next month. Keep it wet. They require a lot of water. And with this heat, give them plenty of moisture. And if you can feed them, get some Miracle-Gro out or some rooting and blooming fertilizer, a liquid water-soluble. If you can hit that plant two or three times in the next month, the blooms will be larger in size. Give it a shot. Thank you, Betsy. Good question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Russell from Burlington with a question about his lilies.
Russell, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. So nice to talk to you. I have a couple of questions for you. I have some hydrangeas that I put into a perennial bed, and I guess I kind of blew it because they're growing much bigger than I had hoped. So I was wondering if and when I can cut those back. My other question is, I have a bunch of lilies in my yard that are infested with little red beetles. And I don't want to kill off the praying mantis I released in the spring, so I was wondering how I can control these beetles without killing my praying mantis.
Okay. Praying mantis do not eat your plant. They only eat insects. They'll eat aphids. They'll eat mealybug. They'll eat scale. They'll eat some of the caterpillar-type insects. What you have is called an Asiatic lily beetle. And the Asiatic lily beetle will devour and eventually kill your plant. So what you do is this. You get a product called Tree and Shrub. It's made by Bayer, Bonide, and Ortho. But Tree and Shrub is a systemic. You mix it with water, usually for your lilies. I use 1 ounce per gallon. Give it a good mix, and 1 gallon will treat about 10 lily plants. And what I do is I pour it over the plant in a watering can so that the foliage gets wet, and then I soak the ground pretty good, and the root system will absorb it. It stays inside the plant. It will keep that lily safe for 1 year, so only one application. And believe me, it works wonderful. But you got to get that on it right now. Now, on your hydrangea, depending on the one that you got, they bloom on old wood. Branches that are made this year will make flowers next year. The newer varieties will make flowers on the old wood and the new wood. But I'd be willing to bet that if you've got a branch that's growing straight up in the air and it's 3 or 4 feet tall, that branch will not bloom until next year. Now is the time to cut it back. So if your plant is pretty uniform, but you got a lot of new growth, and it's getting really, really, really tall, now is the time to cut it back by 20-25% to control the size, because next year, the new growth will come out of that branch, making the plant even taller. So cut it back by 25%. If it's really, really tall, cut it back by a third. But any of the non-blooming branches, you can do that right now to control the height of the plant now and next year. Give it a try. It will make a big, big difference, and it will encourage side shoots to make the plant thicker and fuller, which means more blooms next season. Great question, Russell. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from New Hampshire with a question about her zucchini.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I've been planting zucchinis for many years, but for the last 5 years or so, I've not been getting many, maybe two a year. So this year, the plants are healthy. There's lots of blossoms. I thought I'd hand pollinate the female blossoms. But when I went to look, there are no female blossoms. They're all male.
Okay. The female flowers will come. But what you need to do is to encourage those plants to bloom. Now, are you rotating the location of the squash plants?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Why don't you feed them again? Use a liquid. You can use that Miracle-Gro liquid feed. That way there's no mixing. You just screw it into your feeder, apply it. You can mix up some Miracle-Gro blooming and rooting fertilizer from Fertilome. It's just an incredible product. But I think what you've got to do now is you've got to feed it with a liquid food. A granola is going to take too long. What I use in my garden is soil moist and seaweed kelp. And I've got plenty of blooms, and I've got squash coming on it. But the plant will produce 5 male for every female, and extra heavy right now. They'll come. Just feed them and have some patience. They will develop on your plant.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's been hot. It's been very, very hot, as you well know. Don't panic, because some of your plants are going to drop their flowers. Tomatoes, squash, even green peppers. When your temperatures exceed 90, your plants will abort the blooms. It's just part of nature, so don't panic. Get the food out there, give them a good shot of fertilizer, and they will come right back with additional plant growth and additional flower production. Okay? So don't panic. Everything will be okay. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Russ from New Hampshire with a question about his sour cherries.
Hi, Russ. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Russ.
Hello.
Good. Yes.
It's Ross in New Hampshire. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Ross.
Hey, we have a pair of sour cherries and also an espaliated Asian pear, and these have been pruned typically sometime between June and October. And the way the cherries were pruned is they were pretty much topped. And they're very bushy up on the top now. And I was looking around for information on pruning, and I've got conflicting information from different sources. Like UNH says to prune them only March to the middle of April. The tag that came on the plant says prune them late fall or winter. And the University of North Carolina talks about dormant season pruning and summer pruning. The summer pruning supposedly discouraging growth and dormant pruning encouraging growth. So we got a lot of growth up at the top of these, so I'm really at a loss as to how to maintain them from this point on.
Okay. Russ, if you send me an email, I will send you back the name of the best orchard book I've ever read. It's written by a woman she is the fourth generation to run a orchard. And she will tell you how to do apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries. And she'll tell you when to spray, what to spray, how to prune, how to protect the plant. There's ways that you can graft and all that type of information. My email address, Ross, is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word. So pparent at roadrunner.com. And the pruning technique is different for different types of cherries, sweet or sour. And right now, I'm not sure which one to give you the information on. So if you can email me, I will give you that name of this book. It's an excellent, excellent book. Some of the bookstores carry it. If not, you can order it on the internet. But this woman, again, is the fourth generation. And she tells you, in the layman's terms, how to do it. It's not technical. It's very easy to understand, and it will tell you exactly how it's done. And it's very easy to read and to understand. So send me that email, and I will also take a quick look also. So tell me if you know the name of it. Email me the name, and I'll do a little research, and I'll get it right back to you, okay? Because I don't want to, I can't remember which one is which right now, but I will send to you by return email. Thank you for the question, Ross. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Diane from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Diane, how can we help you with your hydrangea?
I have endless blue hydrangea, and it's been beautiful for 7 years, gorgeous blooms. This year, I've got something killing it. I'm not all of it, but I've got stems that are coming up. The little flowers come on, and they droop. They're sort of whitish, and then the leaves are drying up on it. And some of the leaves are red, and
yeah,
they're falling off, and I've given it Serenade. I've fed it with, Holly Tone, which I always do.
Right.
And I water it very well. Of course, I know the big flowers droop in the afternoon because of heat, and I have a shade cloth. But these don't come back after I water it. They're dead. I've cut out a lot of the dead ones.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you some ideas of what you can do for your hydrangea. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends today. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Diane about her hydrangeas, and hydrangeas right now, with this heat, are having a big problem. It's just the plant produces very, very large foliage, and established plants are producing additional foliage. And normally during the month of July, when your hydrangeas are in their peak color, we don't get the amount of heat that we've had this year. And it's going to go down as probably the warmest July in a long, long time. I live in Maine, and we've had really hot weather here, even though we're north. And Portland, Maine hit the 100 mark for the first time ever recorded for the month of July. The first time Portland, Maine ever broke 100 degrees, ever. That's how hot it's been. Okay? So your plants are using a lot of water. So there's a couple things that you can do. When you water your hydrangea plant, don't stand there with the hose and squirt the foliage with it. Take the nozzle off the hose or leave it on and set it at the base of the plant. Let it give you a small stream the size of your little finger. Maybe move it a couple of times and let it run for 5 or 10 minutes and really soak the ground. That way you get deep watering. So the roots chase the water down. They don't grow up to the surface. That's the first thing. If your soil is sandy, buy some soil moist granules. Make a hole with a crowbar about a foot deep. Put a good pinch in the hole. And for a big hydrangea plant, maybe 6, 7, 8 holes with a pinch in each hole. But go down a foot to force the roots to go after the soil moist. Now, young plants, or plants that are wilting now, there is a fertilizer called Plant Thrive. And Plant Thrive is a liquid mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza will increase the size of the root system within a 2-week period. Within a month, it will actually almost double. So the more you feed your hydrangea with this Plant Thrive, the mycorrhizae will attach itself to the root system of the plant, and your plant will be able to collect water easier and faster. I use it in my vegetable garden, and in the fall, I cannot pull my tomato plants out of the ground. I have to use a shovel. That's how big the roots are. So get some Plant Thrive, some soil moist if your soil is on the sandy side, but soak the ground, saturate the ground with plenty of water. Try and keep the foliage dry. And Serenade will stop those spots on the foliage. And that's a very, very common problem right now all over Cape Cod, and that's every place. But it's the humidity and the heat that's causing it. And if you wet the foliage, you're making the foliage wet, which is encouraging fungus to develop on the plant. So keep it dry. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Mass with a question about her tomato plants.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I planted tomatoes in pots this year.
Yes.
And I'm getting lots of flowers and lots of tomatoes. I planted them late, so I don't have real big ones yet. But the four biggest ones are black on the bottom. They just turned black.
Yep. And this is something that's happening right now with this heat. What has happened? Excuse me. You have something that's called blossom end rot. Those four tomatoes that have the black on the bottom, pick them off the plant and throw them away, because that rot will continue to get bigger and it will eat its way inside your tomato plant, and it will go from tomato to tomato. Now, it's caused by two things. Number one, acid soil. Number two, stress on the plant. Because it's in a pot, the side of the pot that faces the sun dries out quicker than the back of the pot that's in the shade. And because of these 90 degree plus days, the pot is drying out faster. So it's under stress from the lack of moisture. Go to your garden center. And what you want is a product called Tomato Maker. Tomato Maker is a fertilizer, and it will help to sweeten the soil. It will work within 5 to 10 days. That's how quick it moves. If you put lime, you got to wait 3 months. By then, it's winter, and it's too late. So follow the recommendations on the package for Tomato Maker. It was developed for the tomato industry in Florida. And on containers, whiskey barrels, earth boxes, all of those containers, especially right now with this heat, your plants are under stress. If you can get into the routine, Donna, that every morning when you get up, dump a bucket of water right in your container. That will eliminate the stress from the heat and the sun. But you need to neutralize the acidity. And Tomato Maker is the answer. And again, those tomatoes that have the black spot, I'm sorry, but you have to pull them off because they will never ripen. Tomato Maker. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Scott from Massachusetts with a question about his decorative grass.
Scott, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul?
Yes, good morning, Scott.
Hey, I've got this decorative grass. I call it suicide grass. It grows about 6 feet tall. Every time you touch it, it gives you little cuts on your skin.
Yes.
So the problem I'm having is it doesn't stay up. It gets about 4 feet, then you get a heavy rain, it just flops over. I've tried pounding a threaded rod into the ground to give it something to tie to, but it just doesn't work. It grows, I've got like 3 foot of threaded rod sticking out of the ground, and even still, it goes beyond that. You tie it up, and it just flops over. Is there anything I can do to make it stronger? Because I've seen it at other places, and it looks nice, but it stands on its own.
Yeah, it shouldn't fall over. How much sun is it getting, Scott?
So I mean, it does get a pretty significant amount.
It's getting sun most of the day.
Yes.
Okay. Now in the springtime, how close to the ground do you cut it back to? Like a foot, 18 inches?
I'd say as close to the ground as I can get it, maybe 2 to 3.
2 to 3 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's part of your problem. I leave my ornamental grasses up all winter long because I like that dry look to it, and I like to hear when the wind blows that rustling sound. Plus, the birds will come and they'll eat the seed off the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, I cut my ornamental grasses 12 to 15 inches. The new shoots come out of that tuffet of dead stems, and it helps to hold it up nice and straight. So I think if you can do that, hydrangea, for example, the Annabelle, the one with the white blooms, or the new pink Annabelle called Invincible Spirit, if you cut it back to the ground, you get weak stems and they flop over. And this is what's happening to you. So what you need to do is to, in the spring, when you cut your ornamental grasses, cut it down to 12 inches. It will act as a support mechanism. And my son, who lives in Florida, he has a lot of ornamental grasses. And when you drive around in Florida, it's something that they plant on the highway, where you have overpasses and a lot of traffic merging, because it can take pollution, it can take the heat. It's a great plant. But they always cut it down to 12 to 15 inches, and it acts as a brace to hold it up. So you give that a try. And the other thing is, my ornamental grasses, I feed them once a year. In the spring, when I cut them back, I give them a couple handfuls of plant tone fertilizer. Dr. Earth has a great shrub fertilizer that you can use with the probiotics, which has mycorrhiza in it. Do the same thing with that, but don't cut it to the ground. Your new stems are fleshy, and they tend to flop over. Try it, and I think you're going to see a big, big difference next year. And a great question. Thank you, Scott. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Pam with a question about her irises.
Good morning, Pam. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much. I have like an ebb and flow iris plant that's mm-hmm. 2 years old. Last year it was 2 years old, and it was beautiful. And this year, all I'm getting is like the grassy look, and there seems yes. to be no flowers at all. Is it? I don't know if I should pull it out. If I'm supposed to bring it inside in the winter, I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, is this the German or is it the Siberian? Is it really thin, grassy-type foliage?
It's green grassy. It's green grassy, and it's an ebb and flow iris.
Okay, and it grows about 2 feet tall, the foliage?
Yes, and the flower itself is about 2.5 feet, 3 feet tall. That's what it was last year.
Okay. Now, did you buy it as a new plant, or did somebody give you a chunk of theirs?
No, I bought it at a perennial garden.
Okay. Okay. Now, what you need to do is this. That particular plant will die from the center, working its way out. So you end up with a ring of growth. And normally, every 3 to 4 years, you would divide it, throw the center away, replant all of the outer edges. This is not your problem. We're coming up on a break. As soon as we come back, I'll go right back to you and give you a step-by-step what you should be doing. Don't panic. Everything is fine.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, huh?
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Pam about her Japanese, a tall growing iris. This is an iris with foliage that looks like grass, about a half an inch, maybe three quarters of an inch wide, growing a couple feet tall. This is a plant that will do best in a moist and even a wet type soil. It's a plant that if you've got a pond, you live near a lake or a pond, or you have a stream, this is a plant that you can put on the edges of it, and it will absolutely thrive. So if it's in a garden and it doesn't get a lot of water, that's part of the problem why it's not blooming. If the soil is sandy, it will not bloom as much as if it's in a soil that's got a lot of moisture in it. So, the thing that you need to do is use something like soil moist granules. And it looks like rock salt. And you would take a crowbar and make a hole about 8-10 inches deep, maybe four of them around the clump, and put a good pinch in each hole. Take the crowbar, jam it in there, and then fill it full of soil and water. And the soil moist will expand underground 200 times in volume. And it will look like jello. And it will swell up, and it holds water. And the roots will grow in it, and it will get the water when it needs. The other thing, feed it. Spring and fall, plant tone is very good. And to help increase the roots of that plant, because it's not growing the way it should, get this plant Thrive. It contains mycorrhiza, and mycorrhiza will double the size of your root system in just a couple of weeks. For vegetables, for flowers, for perennials, for roses, plant Thrive. It's unbelievable. And most garden centers carry it. Use it now when you water, and you won't believe how much less wilting, less stress you'll have on your plants. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kurt from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese beetles.
Hey, Kurt, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Question I got, I'm wondering if you have some type of organic or a natural home remedy to handle those little metallic, purpley green beetles. I think I'm pretty sure they're Japanese beetles.
Yep, this time of the year, they're all over the place. Up until now, there really hasn't been a company that's produced anything that's been natural to kill Japanese beetles. But this spring, Bonide Lawn and Garden out of New York State has come out with a liquid pyrethrum. And this liquid pyrethrum is made from the flowers of your chrysanthemum plant. You can't find anything more natural than that. So it's a naturally occurring insecticide. And the only place that you can buy it is at a garden center. The box stores do not carry Bonide products. It's at the independent only. So Agway, Ace Hardware, they may have it. But it's called Bonide Pyrethrum. And pyrethrum, again, is from the chrysanthemum flower, and it will kill your Japanese beetle. And you can use it on anything, your vegetable garden, the flowers, your perennials. Because it is organic, you need to apply it more often because the sun, and especially when you hit 90 and above, the product will break down faster. So be sure to read the label for when you need to reapply it. But it's the only product that will take care that's organic. Now, this new trap, Rescue Beetle Trap, is incredible. Not all the garden centers have them, but what makes this trap so unique, the Rescue Japanese Beetle Trap will also catch the Oriental beetle. And when you see it in the trap, you will say, I've never seen that before. They are everywhere. They don't fly as much. When they get on the plant, they just eat and eat and eat. But when they smell this Rescue Japanese Beetle Trap, they will go to it. Don't accept the others.